Friday afternoon deploys smoking a turkey this year for Thanksgiving with poorly optimized Python code and cherry wood.
I went to a team building exercise once. It was an on-site for a remote team that was getting together, and the client was a dickhead.
So you did trust falls?
No, it was close to that. And this was at a Fortune
ropes course.
This was at a Fortune 500 course? Company. No, they wanted to do icebreakers with two truths and a lie.
No.
So I made this joke off. I made this joke off mic, but now it's getting real. Yeah, they wanted to do two truths and a lie. And so,
was it racist or sexist first?
Yeah.
No, it was neither. It was like, it was insanely, what's the word for it? Self-congratulating.
Oh, fuck that.
So everyone goes and like, this is, there's like 15 of us. And so we do the stupid icebreaker thing. And then it's the client's turn, right? And the client's like, let's see here. I trained for the Olympics.
Get out.
I climbed K2 and I climbed Middle Teton.
And it's like, fuck that person.
I know. And yeah. It's just like, oh boy, I wonder which one was the lie. And someone was like, did you not really climb Middle Teton or K2? And he's like, no, I climbed K2 and we climmed Grand Teton. It's just like, fucking goddamn
it. Piece of shit.
Yeah, totally.
What an absolute piece of shit.
100%.
That's the totally, you know, not to brag or anything.
Not to
but,
brag.
You know,
but
it's
like,
I'm awesome.
Yeah. It's like when people talk about their exes.
The best part was the lie was like, I did far better than that.
Yeah.
I did far better than that.
Oh, it's even worse, man. That's multi-layered. That person sucks.
Yeah. I also had to sit and listen to him chat in the coffee break room for like a solid 45 minutes about how the premium leather in the 7 Series BMW just didn't actually feel that premium, you know?
I hope that that person had a terrible life. That's what I hope.
They don't work there anymore.
Oh, good.
I know that about them.
Good.
Yep. Anyway.
Those chicks will come to roost.
That is what I think of whenever someone brings up two truths and a lie.
Understandably.
It's like,
and now I think that should be the theme of this episode.
Two truths and a lie?
Two truths and a lie.
Fuck,
I love it,
guys.
I love it.
I'm not ready for that. I am not ready for that.
All my brags are just terrible things I survived.
Exactly.
Also, like, we can all be honest with each other. Like we can say some of the things.
We can be honest
each
with each other and everyone in this audience.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. Oh, for sure, absolutely. We'll bear all of our souls.
You are all in the trust tree.
You're in the trust tree now.
Indeed.
The thing that they don't tell you about the trust tree. It's like my bit about being successful. The way you get in the trust tree is by having to deal with all the shit that people will trust to tell you.
Yeah, totally.
Like it's not like it's not a prize.
As the recipient of this information,
yes.
You are now encumbered with
the
knowledge.
I have to do it.
That's why people pay therapists.
Yes.
They don't do it for free.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, and we're just business therapists. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, cool, good. No,
oh,
thanks.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
I'm glad you told me.
That's good.
That was the right
it's
answer.
Good to know. Yeah, I'm totally going to go execute that person or project or thing or whatever, you know. I take it back. I don't want to do two truths and a lie. Too much going on for that.
Yeah, I gotta. I mean,
too
like,
much
you know,
going
Sam,
on for that.
I, you know, we all got stuff. I got stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't the place. This is not the place for that stuff.
No, it's not.
No.
So instead, we have to come up with a different topic.
Well,
that's all right.
Guys.
Yeah.
Guys.
We have Big Chris with us.
We
do. We'll save the day.
I'm enormous. I was going to say, this time of year, I start getting a little nostalgic.
Oh.
I thought you were going to say you start getting a little pumpkin spicy.
A little frisky?
A little pumpkin spicy. You got your vest on today.
Listen, I'm telling you, I got a weekend getaway planned, okay? I'd be surprised
if I... Is this why you were ranting on Airbnb? today?
Oh,
to the market
definitely
interns?
Just got my Airbnb notification for this weekend.
You're
don't
like,
you worry
I tried
about
to
that.
Verbo, but they didn't
fuck
have
Verbo.
The right shit.
Fuck Verbo. Verbo sucks. Verbo's fine.
Okay, okay, in the
that,
in,
Verbo sucks in the same way that Buick sucks.
Oh yeah.
It's just like it's not intrinsically bad, but like why would you do that?
Yeah.
Like
yeah, yeah.
What? Why?
Dude, Matthew McConaughey has been staying at a Verbo.
All right, all right, all right.
Since long before they
watch
ever paid
the
me
letter. This day.
no, okay. So Airbnb is to Verbo as Uber is to Lyft.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Like, I'm asking. There was a question mark at the end
okay.
of that.
Yeah. So yeah. We're asking for real feedback. Here's the. Sorry, guys. That's a joke.
Sorry, that was one of my truths.
Here's the thing. I don't actually think Lyft service is any worse. I don't think their service or offering is any worse.
I've never taken a Lyft.
I still have to take Lyfts. Yeah. I can't get a fucking Uber.
You've got an American Express problem.
Thanks, Uber customer service and Amex customer service.
Yeah.
Anyway, I actually like my experience as a person who like is in this horrible, unique situation where I travel a pretty fair amount, and I am anti-renting cars. It sucks. I don't actually have any interest. I'm genuinely against renting cars.
Yeah.
Now, if you're like going somewhere with your family for a week, right? If you're doing Orlando, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But for business
travel.
Yeah,
if you're going to rent like a specific vehicle, like if you're going to rent a Jeep while you're in the desert.
Like we went to Colorado, rented a Jeep, so we didn't tear up our own vehicle.
Yeah,
driving through
taking
mountains,
your kids to all the places in Orlando, maybe, right?
Sure.
You land, go get a Suburban, drive to the hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
But like for the stuff we do, I would spend more time parking and paying for parking than I ever do waiting on rideshare.
Right.
And like it's better, it's cheaper, and it makes the most efficient use of my time, which is actually the thing I'm like controlling for in those situations. Yeah. And like Lyft is not an inferior experience. There's just a lower supply side supply. So like it's the same cars. Like every Lyft I get in.
The number of time you see an Uber or a Lyft sign.
Every Lyft I get in is also an Uber. And so like it's the exact same car. There's just less drivers. So I'm just like waiting a little longer. Whereas Verbo, like I actually feel like is an inferior product. So it's not even just that it's like a market tier below. I actually believe that Verbo is a worse offering.
Why do you think that is? That higher end accommodations are attracted to Airbnb?
I don't even think that's the case. I bet I bet average cost per night is higher on Verbo.
Why though?
Because it's all exclusive houses and Verbo. Verbo doesn't Verbo does not allow single units to register on the platform. So you've got to be a house. You can't be a room or a like sublet condo.
Okay.
So it's got to be a unit to be on Verbo. So the honest answer is that frankly that the marketing person at Verbo is probably hearing me saying this and saying it's because I'm too poor. Like I bet they're saying I'm not even in the demo.
Everyone, listen to this poor.
Can you hear him? He has coins in his pocket.
He actually talked about renting a room.
A room?
Do we have any rooms?
No rooms for the peasants.
No, we only deal in estates. You don't get that much of a customer experience out of transacting with Airbnb.
No.
Right? That's the thing. It's kind of like an Uber in so much as...
That's fair.
It facilitates the transaction. Well, there's the searching and the getting to it, but like once you get in the car or in the condo, I'm not just like sitting on the couch going like, fuck, man, Airbnb is killing it again. I think like whoever owns this condo has got good taste. That's what I think.
Well, and like that's the thing is, right? They're both just a platform, right? They addressed a market issue with a platform, and so like that was the model of both businesses. And I think it's really interesting now, right? Like Travis Kalanick is like halfway to jail, right? Like he'll never get to do anything again.
I want
to
make it clear that when I say I do Uber and I've never done a Lyft, which is true, it's not because I'm just like I heard the Uber guy was a piece of shit and I'm aligning myself with that. It's just the app that I have on my phone.
The thing is like the funny thing now is that Darkesh Rashahi, the guy who's actually running Uber, is like awesome. Like they're actually like doing really good shit. And Chesky at Airbnb, I feel like has always been this way, but like Uber now, right? Like all those people are gone. And I think that's a really, what's the like Greek story about rebuilding the ship while you're on it? And if it's still the ship, you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know the allegory.
The ship of blank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of like, are you ever in the same?
Yeah, you're never
twice.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. You're not. Yeah. And it's like, if you like, what makes the boat the boat? If you replace every board on it, it's still the boat.
Still
but
the
you
boat.
Replaced it one at a time. So you didn't replace the whole boat. You just replaced the boat one board at a time.
Yeah.
We're going to get fucking roasted in the comments for not knowing our mythology appropriately.
Come on out, you
Myth heads.
Bunch of myth heads.
Over. Well, you know, sometimes if your family's from a certain area, you got more myth heads in your family tree than normal.
You come to Arkansas for the myth. No.
That was going to get... That, I was ready for the landing of that plane,
Casey. No. That is great.
Land
that is
hard.
Great.
Please
there.
Do.
You come to Arkansas for the myth, and you stay because you traded your car for the myth.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah. I could live with that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's an old Colbert joke.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was worried how you're going to unpack the second half of that. Mm-hmm. You took a turn, if it were.
It was a bit of an M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan?
Shyamalama.
M. Night Shyamalan and Ding Dong.
You know, Airbnb is a fascinating kind of story. If you haven't ever heard it, I'm not the best person to tell it, but essentially, like, they were having such little success actually launching that platform until they were like, finally took matters in their own hands with the people listing their apartments and like, look, we're gonna come take photos ourselves.
Yep.
You guys don't know how to take pictures of an apartment. Save your fucking lives.
Yep.
And so they sent photographers out to every listing, and I think it was New York City. They had tried to launch it in San Francisco, but I want to say it was in New York City that they sent the photographers out and did like high-end listings. Because, you know, think about a world where Airbnb is not yet Airbnb.
Yep.
Right?
And people are still like looking for shit on Craigslist.
Yeah. Right. All right. Yeah, exactly. This is, let me paint a picture. Yeah. You're still buying cars on Craigslist.
Oh, okay.
Facebook Marketplace doesn't exist yet.
I'm okay with that.
Facebook might not even have status updates. You might do all your status updating exclusively on Twitter. And
you damn sure couldn't spread election conspiracy theories on Facebook yet.
No, and you certainly, not in an automated manner.
No,
not with an election API. Conspiracy API.
dot RUS.
.ru. And your dad is skeptical of a job that works from home because you never.
Oh my God!
Your dad's just like, make sure they pay you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Make sure it's real. Like, Dad, there's 1,000 people work this company.
What are you guys really doing?
Just make sure the check comes.
What are you doing there?
So that's the world you're living in. And just like your dad, you're about to go rent a stranger's room in New York City because you're traveling. And you get on there and it's like it's a 2012 flip phone, like cell phone camera picture of an unlit room with like a dirty towel on the bed.
Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%.
And you're just like, nah, world's not ready for this marketplace, right? And so they went out and they got real photos taken and they staged these apartments to not be, you know, look like roach factories. Because like now it's not the same problem.
No.
A lot of people do take high-end photos in their listings, but you don't have to anymore because the market's been proven and there's not distrust, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Back then it was like you had to feel like you were looking at a hotel to even entertain the idea of trying out this new thing that like inherently felt sketch AF.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
And like 100%. You know,
that's why Uber started with black cars.
Yes, 100%.
Like
100%.
There was no way the day you heard about Uber for the first time and no one had ever mentioned it before that you were getting in some dude's white Corolla.
Yeah. Or he had to
with
crack
the fucking
the back
bumper
window.
Falling off. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And being
no
like,
fucking way.
Nah, yeah. This is not how I'm going to die. I'm not going to pay to die.
No. I can do that for free.
Yeah, exactly.
I've tried that way more times.
Do that for free and I don't have to wait.
Yeah, exactly. There's no list.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. That reminds me of the last time I took an actual taxi one time.
Oh. How long ago was your guys' last actual taxi?
This is my
taxi?
Last time I was in New York.
Mine was 2010.
2010?
2010 mine, was my last real taxi.
Mine was probably 2015 or 16.
Yeah, okay.
Mine would have
been
2013 or 14.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, and I haven't been to New York since then. That's the last time I was there. So it's been 6 years now.
By the time you guys hear this, we will have been,
And back.
The Big Apple
we'll
and
have
back.
Come and gone from the New York.
From the large Apple.
I like it up there. I just like it for a very small period of time. And 2 nights is going to be perfect.
This is the place where I'm at in my life, is that like I didn't go look at concerts. I didn't go look at bars. Mm. I 100% just looked at restaurants in a walking radius of my hotel, and the entirety of my joy and excitement around this trip is based on going with my friends and people I like and eating food.
Totally. And I just forgot what it's like to be in a city as dense as New York, because it was like, here's the client's location. Where's the nearest hotel? And it was like,
Which of
the 1,500 within three blocks would you like to stay at? It's like, holy shit. And like, you know, every cuisine you can imagine.
Yep.
Anyway, so that's going to be fun. But I, it'll
last
be interesting.
Taxi.
I'll be interested to see, because I think that New York might be one place where hopping in a taxi
actually the right
sense.
Answer.
Yeah. Because you can actually just stick your hand up
and
go.
And honestly, like, it really is a... just like friction situation, right? Like yeah. it's just, is this easier?
It will actually, it I think that's what I'm saying is I think it'll be easier to get a taxi yeah. in New York than it will be.
Absolutely. Though. And like, that's yeah. the thing. That's the thing about ubiquity of ride hailing services that you just know you can. But when you're in a city that has a grid that's covered well, in yellow cars, and it will take you anywhere you and could, you don't have to pay with cash, uh-huh. which like,
for a long time you did.
For yeah. a long time you did.
Yeah.
And like, you can use contactless payment. You can type in the address. Like, mm-hmm. you're getting the same level of service. It's just access is better.
Well, and it's, yeah, it's just like, it kind of makes you think that like, taxis still work in New York. Because really, New York was the only place that taxis should have worked.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. yeah.
It would rest, have to. You know, they're just, you know, taxis here. There have always been cab companies, but you had to call them and wait an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And like, come on, man. Like, I'm trying to save myself or someone else I know from a horrible decision.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have to wait here for 90 minutes for that to happen,
yeah.
I'm worried about this outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Only yeah. really useful if you were planning ahead and you could.
Well,
like,
and then you
got to
stop your drinking. And who's going to do that?
Well, no, not in that situation.
I'm not going to commit to stopping my drinking.
Get to the airport.
It's drinking or
you know.
Planning. I'm yeah. not doing both.
No, yeah, no. no, that's really not how that works.
I'm only, good, I'm only good at two things, and I already fought today, boys.
Man. It's going to be fun, though. I'm looking forward to New York.
Yeah.
Plus, it's Midtown. Which
yeah,
is really
it's good
easy.
And like
real
it's,
easy. New York.
We're you know it's not actually Christmas time yet, like, but we're bumping up against holiday season. In
I
the
might
city.
Wander down to Times Square
yeah.
just to get the vibe.
Yeah,
you
for
know?
Sure. Get update that new LinkedIn pic, my man.
Where are you flying yeah, into? Yeah.
LaGuardia.
Same.
LaGuardia.
Same.
LaGuardia.
I almost ended up flying out of Newark, and I was like, "That's gonna fucking suck."
Yeah, I was hemming and hawing, but you know we've all made choices in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna shy away from a layover. Yeah. I'm going to aggressively shy away from a layover.
I was like seriously wrestling with, do I take an hour-long layover in Atlanta or do I do a 45-minute cab ride out to Newark
yeah.
out of the city to
yes.
get on? And like, and it was a hard debate.
Yes.
Like, at least in Atlanta, I'll be in a lounge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can control
right?
that situation.
Yeah. Being in the back of a cab and like getting stuck in a traffic jam in a fucking tunnel
no,
in the Hudson River.
You.
Not my favorite way to pass time.
No.
Yeah,
you ever
no.
driven under have you been to New York ever, Alan?
No. It would it
everyone's
would,
gotta go.
It would take me a feat to get there.
Yeah, everyone's gotta
several
go
mints.
Once.
It was several mints,
yes,
Alan.
Oh yes. Plenty oh, yeah. of plenty of mints.
Yes, yes, yes.
100% yeah. That's social anxiety amplified for me.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a weird it's an interesting place.
It
I was gonna, there's.
I would like to go though.
I don't think there's
to,
anywhere. I don't think there's anywhere else like it in the U.S. It's the only worldly city here.
I've you know, like you know, like most of us have. I've done the real metros.
I've
and
done tons of Chicago and L.A.
Just,
and
it's just a completely different thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. It's you know, it, one of my favorite things about America is the difference between the East and the West Coast and the influence of automobile traffic on mm-hmm. how cities are designed. I
yep.
just like love to nerd out on that shit. I think it's incredibly interesting and to see it actually reflected like in the way a city lives.
Yeah.
And you know, let's update that software, boys. New York
uh-huh.
is so unique in that it was big before cars existed.
Right.
And there just aren't a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
And it was big and metropolitan.
Not here. Like, that's
yeah,
why it what makes it feel like a European
exactly.
city, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But then you've still got, like...
The Europeans on listening to the show are like,
nah,
what
fam.
The fuck is he talking
yeah.
about?
But it's, like, it's still,
it's
you know...
It's on a grid. Where are the circles?
Yes. They have to stop at a light?
Huh?
What is this madness? But then it's like, you've still got these obscene American skyscrapers, but it's this... city that was built for horses and buggies and coal delivery.
Yep.
And it's like it produces all these interesting externalities that the city's fun.
Totally.
It's really interesting. And you know, cuz I'm old, all the food is there and it's great to eat there.
It is good food. Can't beat the options.
You know, it's the old man's adventure there.
Uh-huh.
I long ago realized that's kind of the last exploration I want to do. Is cuisine.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
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 You know, that was one of the things where, like, I've always enjoyed eating.
Mm-hmm.
as you can tell, I've never missed a meal. But that was one of the, like, transitions to, like, you know, settling into my dad life.
Mm.
I was like, I should, like, buy some nice knives and, like,
oh, yeah.
get a couple other cooking accessories.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm, you know, every cooking gadget, every sauce and seasoning and knife. And, like, I really enjoy it. I really, really do enjoy it.
100%.
I've loved this journey for me.
The amount of hours I've spent talking to people about my all-clad pants.
Oh, hell yes. I
fucking love my all-clad pants.
Hell yes.
I won't do it to this audience, but they are the, yeah.
Listen, the carpenter needs good tools, okay? Mm.
They are the jet brains.
The carpenter
of,
needs
for
me, it's
kitchen
the knives.
Products.
My thing to nerd out on is chopping stuff. So usually okay. Alyssa's, you know, cooking,
yeah.
But then it comes to like dicing something, uh-huh. And that's where you're at.
You got the knife skills there.
The knifies.
Yeah.
Do you use some of your
got the Tremolina? Like yeah, and then I sharpen them every time beforehand because that's. How you hurt yourself is with a dull knife.
Dull knife, yeah. Yep. Bouncing around,
yeah.
Doing
unless
silly
you're
stuff.
My wife, the first day of quarantine and COVID, when she cut her finger off, and I've never let her forget about it. I mean, she didn't cut it off,
right?
But we had to go get some stitches in.
It was harmed. That's why Paige wouldn't let me buy a chainsaw until we got COVID vaccines. She was like, "We don't need to be in the ER,
right?
Be.
With a wide open wound, and
that's a fair point.
Yeah, she wasn't wrong.
Yeah,
but hey.
Chainsaws, though.
I got a chainsaw now.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of tools.
And old man life.
Oh, man.
No, dude, getting into high-end cuisine is something that I feel like now more than ever, I'm doing more of that because I've got a five-year-old.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. So it's not like, oh, let's get a table at the hottest spot in town and bring our fucking five-year-old.
Yep.
He'll get there one day, but he's not there, and that's fine.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for 5 years... going out locally with the family is about solving the family's needs.
Oh, absolutely.
Not about dad getting whatever great meal he
wants.
Path
of least resistance, you know.
So this has become exclusively a work travel thing for me.
Yes.
Like through work travel, it's like, no, I'm going to spend the money because I'm buying for one, right, and not a whole family. And I might spend a whole family worth of money on my meal. But, you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
I've decided that's what I come to work for, is to eat stuff.
You can eat stuff without having chips and salsa or breadsticks available, which is where you got to take the toddlers to, is something to eat all the time.
I love chips and salsa.
I know
so
a lot.
I do, too.
A lot of people will talk about, like, their, you know, their Steam library that has, like, 10,000 games in it they've never played and stuff like that. I don't have a Steam library.
No.
What I have is 10,000 pounds. of fat on my body because every time you've bought a $60 video game, I've ordered a $60 entree.
Yes.
And it's great.
Yeah.
Zero regrets.
Here for it. No regrets.
No regrets. Not a single one. I'm not trying to make fun of people's Steam collections. Don't get me wrong.
I'm
just saying I find ways to spend my money too. And for me, it happens to be overpaying for food.
That was a transition too for me is that like, I remember part of the dad transition is getting all this dumb shit I don't want that I'll never use.
Mm-hmm.
And like several years ago, I was like, listen, we're switching to consumables. Whatever thing you get me, I have to be able to consume it or use it. And then it has to be gone. I don't want a sweater. I don't want socks. I don't want a dumb tie.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee cup.
Whiskey. Cheese.
Wine. Whatever it is.
Gift card to restaurant.
Yes. I need to be able to consume it and it can be gone and we can throw the container away or recycle it. We'll recycle it if
I appreciate your thoughtfulness about our environment, Chris.
It's intentional. I want to save the planet for those.
This is a zero waste podcast.
It is.
That's why we don't do any editing.
Why would we waste the bits, Casey?
I'm not gonna just burn.
Absolutely not.
Just firing up air conditioning and data centers to cut. Awkward pauses and accidental.
The people aren't
microphone.
The people aren't here
stuff.
Because they think this is good.
They're here for the non-GMO that we provide.
Non-GMO podcast.
They're here because they're still lying to themselves that it's going to get good.
Yeah,
like this will probably be
it's
good
like,
one day.
They'll
like
figure
that,
out what they're doing eventually.
Yeah, totally.
It's like that, like kind of drunk slutty friend. Mm. Where you like them, and like you hope. That they'll get better, but like you're still inviting them to stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because they're entertaining.
Well, yeah.
You can get
a good chuckle while they fall down. It's fine.
Yeah, totally. Well, where were we?
We were Here we can pivot.
We talked about food.
We're talking about food.
We should probably talk about software engineering a little bit.
Oh, well, yeah, do that.
No, you had a different pivot.
Yeah,
you had the thing.
No, I don't have anything.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
We were talking about food and what we like to do. We were also talking about going to the city in the holidays. And guys, it's holiday season.
It's true.
The holidays are coming up.
Yep. I felt like I need jingle bells on a button.
It's time to start thinking about Thanksgiving. It's the first one up. Mm-hmm. And I want to hear what you guys do for Thanksgiving. What's the ritual? What's the routine?
Interesting.
What's the plan? Like, what's the thing that it's like, this is Thanksgiving for us?
Well, you know, we haven't settled into, we've had enough life changes around family in our household that like some of this is in flux. But the one thing that's consistent is I have for about 7 years now always dry brined and smoked a turkey.
Very nice.
And it's the only way I'll ever live.
Mm. Yeah.
This year in particular, we've done this a couple times in the past and then COVID fucked it up a little bit.
Yep.
We're doing a Friendsgiving this time.
Hell yeah.
We're not hosting a family one. Mm. Someone else in my family is hosting, so we're going to go to that. Mm-hmm. But then the weekend after, we're just going to invite some people over to the house and that's when we'll do our turkey.
Yeah. That's awesome.
You guys can come if you want to go.
I'll let you rescind after the podcast.
No, you're on the list. I just forgot to tell you.
That's fine.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm going to say yes.
Tell me to my face right now that you're not coming. If you're not coming, you got to tell me right now.
I will definitely come. I'm not bringing anyone with me.
Okay. Hmm. They're invited too, but that's fine.
Nah.
He's like, you don't make that decision.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's fine that you think they're invited.
Mm.
Okay. They'll be busy.
No. What about Alan?
Yeah. Alan, what's yours?
Oh man, yeah. The past couple of years kind of, you know, like, yeah, I don't know. We were just getting by. But before that, yeah, smoking a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I would even go lower hanging fruit and specifically a turkey breast.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then yeah. I would smoke one. And I say would. I'm probably going to do this again this year.
Would and will.
Yes, exactly. Smoke a few.
I would have smoked one. I will smoke one.
Yeah,
it's
right?
A Mitch Hedberg.
I've smoked a lot more weed with a guy who looks like Peter Frampton.
I used to do a lot of drugs. Yeah. I still do a lot of drugs, but I used to too.
Totally that. And then, I like to make one for extended family. And then disperse those kind of throughout that Thanksgiving season. So I might do the smoking on like Wednesday or something.
It's funny. There's been so many like incarnations of like where my family lives, what the composition of the people involved are. Mm-hmm. That like when I think about like
mostly water is my understanding.
Usually. Not always.
Yeah. Sometimes it's quite a bit of air.
Quite a lot of air. that like to me when I think about it, like the first thing is like I can't wait to eat. I don't even know if I'm going to cook it or not. Like, I can't. Like, I'm just like, food. And then it's like, I get to eat and then, like, kind of fall asleep.
And then wake up and eat some more.
And watch some football.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll make some, like, ridiculous holiday drink that no one else will enjoy, but I will love it.
Yeah.
And then my, like, keystone event for Thanksgiving is after you put the kids away. I get in, you know, a little bit of daddy's cough syrup and I watch Christmas Vacation.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
That is my Thanksgiving.
So
and
that's
like,
how you transition.
Yes. I transition.
Love it. Yeah.
That, exactly. And so like, that's the thing, the gear shift. Exactly.
At the end of it.
No Christmas music before that.
I love that.
No movies.
It's
and, like,
good to have a bookend and
yeah,
a transition.
Exactly. Yeah. And like, it's not even like wanting to hurry Thanksgiving along. I love Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's mm-hmm. awesome.
Paige hates Thanksgiving. That's part of why it's weird at our house.
She feels
like it's a speed bump between her and Christmas.
That's fair, but here's my plug. All the great things about Christmas are present at Thanksgiving mm-hmm. without the pressure of buying shit for people.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And so you get
the feast.
Yeah, yep. You get like the opulent, unnecessary
like a harvest
meal.
Harvest feast.
And you're usually you're connecting with an amount of people that you have an amount of feelings for. Mm-hmm. And maybe some people are struggling with their family. I get that. But like, right, like Friendsgivings, like, you know,
totally.
Maybe sometimes there's a work thing, right? Like, you're usually connecting with an extended group of people you care about, and there's mm-hmm. no pretense, like, you know, they're not going to get us a gift this big. We'll get a different gift. We have to be here then. We've got to make 16 different houses in 2.5 days, and we got all these work parties and all this other shit we got to do. It's just like, yeah, we get to have this meal together. It's usually
Worst case scenario, you get into a turkey measuring contest.
You know what? It happens. Yeah. It happens. If you're not secure in your turkey, that can, I get it, right?
Not everyone can wield a 22-pound turkey, you know?
I like the, you know, I like how you lounge about on the Thanksgiving. That's a big part of mine. With
special aggressive lounging. And yeah, it's important. It's important. Aggressive lounging.
We call it aggravated lounging.
Aggravated lounging. And then my wife likes to make appetizers. Like there's a few.
Oh, hell yes,
yeah,
my man.
Like bacon raped. Yes. Bacon wrapped. Sorry
bacon
about that.
Why would they rape the beans, Alan?
Don't rape the bacon.
Now that's aggressive bacon.
Yeah, that is.
Aggravated.
Aggravated bacon wrapped jalapeno poppers.
Okay.
That's the, yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
The mouthful.
Here for it,
there.
Man.
Yeah.
Here for it.
That's
yeah.
Good stuff. Do the bacon wrapped green beans thing, too, because
yeah.
I also have access to Pinterest.
You've seen it. You made a mood board.
You know, that's one. It's the one meal a year that I will actually want to make and like enjoy eating deviled eggs.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh
man.
And it's like,
love a
and then,
egg.
So much.
Yeah. And then, like, for the rest of the year, you know, that's how you transition to being mostly water to mostly hair. It's too many deviled eggs.
Yes. Indeed.
And
that's
then
good.
It's just
that's
like,
good.
Hey, let's not do that ever again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, it's weird. 364 days later, you're I'm having
so
a
bad.
Good idea yeah. right now.
It's like eating at Long John Silver's.
Get the vinegar.
Like, you think, like, oh, no, this is good. We'll do this. And then you do it like, whoops. Oh, no. Yeah. That was, ooh. Yep.
That seemed much better when I was a child.
We won't do that again. And then a year
later.
The winds
of time have done a lot of erosion on that memory.
A year later, you're back at it.
Isn't it funny? We always remember the good stuff when we look back. I mean, not always, but, you know, that's usually
there's
why we get
there.
Nostalgic.
Yeah, the brain's doing,
like
well, you know, we filter. It's like, you know what? Let's not hang on to that.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Wasn't so good.
Yeah. Traumatized. To tools is what I say.
Uh-huh.
Trauma to tools.
Hmm. You know, my then from a food perspective, moving towards Christmas, I've also shifted. My family did turkey for both.
Mm-hmm.
You would do like a big bird for any sort of feast, and I don't want to do two turkeys.
I get
so
that. We do a roast.
I do. I have to do a Christmas
nice.
Eve prime rib now.
Nice.
That's my jam. And I haven't smoked one yet, but this year I'm gonna do it.
That's awesome. Oh. Good for you.
Yeah,
this
that's cool.
We were always a ham. Ham family for both of those usually. There'd be a turkey at Thanksgiving too.
Seem like a ham family.
Oh, hey-o! And I think Loki, don't tell anyone.
I swear that we call you Big Chris and they can't see you and then you make self-addressed. It sounds like I'm calling you fat all the time.
It's
like,
fine.
Oh, ham Chris over here. He's tall, guys.
Yeah.
He's really, really tall.
I mean, like, I'm not skinny either. Like, I don't feel weird about it.
Yeah,
I'm fine.
You know,
he's tall and big boned.
Yeah,
you know?
He's tall.
Thick with two C's.
Okay.
Maybe three.
Thick, okay. Damn, boy.
I was joking with somebody the other day and they're like, remember it? Like, they were like recounting some event, like clothes shopping with their mom, and I was like, oh no, I had to buy husky kid clothes. I had to buy husky kid clothes, and I can remember more than once like coming home from school and being like, somebody called me fat. And my mom was like, you're not fat, you are husky.
It's that someone the big banner
yes.
hanging up at
yeah,
Walmart.
Right over Walmart.
Remember when I took it to Walmart and made you stand
we got
yes. under
the husky
rustlers. The 400 foot wide banner that says Husky?
Yes, you're Husky, Christopher.
I can't remember what they were called, but I had the opposite problem with the metabolism of a hummingbird.
Yes.
And there was another category on the other side that wasn't husky, but I can't remember what
like
it was.
Like a lanky
now.
Situation.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
You lanky motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
String beans.
Yeah.
Knees for days, you know.
Yeah, my reservation to smoking, and we do a ham sometimes too.
I was going to say ham is, this is like the only application which I think ham is acceptable.
Is it like a honey baked ham
oh,
situation?
Oh yeah, honey baked ham. And like, I'm fine with any of the variations, right? Get freaky over there with your ham, guys.
Freaky
but this,
ham.
Like this, this like a spiral sliced ham, that's the only kind of ham
especially
I'm
here
for.
Especially if your ham is a John ham.
Oh, this is a handsome devil.
Eat him
He's
up.
A handsome devil. Does he age? Who can say?
No,
who can say?
You know what? If we want to save mankind, we have to imbue all of our knowledge into John Hamm and the Jewish actor guy who doesn't age. He's now, I can't remember
Goldblum.
The funny guy. No, not Goldblum, but maybe, actually.
There's Dylan McDermott, too.
Well, I said Jewish actor, and it's like, is that helpful? No, I love you, man.
Oh, yeah.
I can.
Yeah.
Can
yes.
I see a nude Tane?
Yes. Yes.
You guys know Tane, right? Celery Man. Somebody help me.
I'm totally blanked out here. I don't even know.
Have you ever seen Celery Man, the Tim and Eric skit?
No, I guess not.
Why?
No.
Can I get a nude Tane? You guys got to know that. Someone look that up.
This sounds like more fun.
Just sounds like I'm having a stroke.
This is more
yeah,
fun.
I know. I love this. Like he's saying words,
this
but
is
he looks
one of those
okay.
I have these moments where I just like my brain just walks out the side of my head sometimes, and I just can't remember a thing.
We talked about this earlier.
It's just plain as day, you know. We both got whatever that notification was. I hope it was important. Is it just that we haven't stood?
It was work.
Oh no.
It was fine. I don't think it's an emergency.
Oh no.
But when you and I both get tagged in a Slack message, that means something.
Oh no. We're both looking at our wrists over here. Well, it'll come back to me one day.
Yeah, we're
fine.
It's important.
Okay. Some people thought that it was important.
Mm. Weren't.
Weren't.
Okay.
At least they were double checking.
Yeah.
You know what? That's the thing. Mm. You know, over communicate.
Yeah,
guys.
I heard you complaining that you were the last to know this morning. Now you were the first to know about things that don't matter.
You know what? If we have to air, I'm going to complain about it either way. Okay. But if we have to air, we're going to air that direction.
Okay.
That's ideal. Mm.
That's the right way to do
it.
It
is.
I agree.
Over communicate.
Mm-hmm. Except for that moment right there.
I still can't remember his fucking name. I'm trying to find my phone. I don't even have my phone.
This
anymore.
Is hilarious. I love this so
much.
Oh, yeah,
I know. I got no looking up
device.
This
is more fun.
All right, everyone.
This is more fun.
I can't do this. I can't. I won't be able to move on from it. I won't be able to think. The movie, I Love You, Man.
Yeah.
Who are the two leading actors in that movie?
I'm not going to tell you.
You son of a bitch. So you knew.
Yes, I knew the whole time. This is way funnier.
Mm. All right. Never mind.
I love this for us.
Alan would bail me out. I can tell.
I know. Yeah.
Can't
no.
This bit is way funnier.
Let's just let this roll.
I put a guitar scale there or something instead one time. Yeah.
Same.
That's what happens.
Yes, it's what happens.
Finite number.
Exactly.
Of bits.
Somebody. I heard. I was explaining this to somebody else, and they said, "Your brain's like an iceberg, right? It's floating out there in the ocean, mm-hmm. and penguins start hopping on."
Yeah.
There's a finite number of penguins you can have on the iceberg.
Especially and if king you, penguins.
And if you put a new one on there, some's fucking coming out the back.
Plus global warming.
Yeah, so it's smaller.
Yeah.
You know, your brain is shrinking.
My brain is
your brain
smaller.
Iceberg.
Right.
Totally.
It's getting way, way smaller.
Mm-hmm. Over time. Yeah.
So you can get less penguins on there in general.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start throwing new ones in there, like, who was in I Love You, Man? And you just don't have any room left.
It's gone.
Yep.
It's gone.
Gone.
Yeah. Totally
like
gone.
Falling out the back is all the World War II trivia you were holding on to.
Oh, man. I
unfortunately,
know, right?
For whatever reason, that gets retained.
I got to be honest. That's like my most ironclad box is World War II information.
When I start thinking about like whatever the master boot record is from my brain, and I'm just like, why are you prioritizing that though?
Yep.
Yeah,
like I understand I can't remember everything, but who set the fucking like content expiration policy on that particular piece of information? Because we can let that go.
No,
not World War II in general.
Yeah, no.
But there are matters of trivia like
I need to know about the troop placement strategy for the Maginot Line for the French in 1939. I need this information.
I need this information.
Why would I ever forget important the Ardennes Forest was, Casey?
This is interesting because for me, it's really probably more ancient history, though I do love World War II and World War One, but that's where I get more generic on that.
The thing about those types of trivia, because I'm a big trivia fan, and I feel like that's going to be aligned with our audience. I think when you get into a technical field like this, it's because your brain's broken in a similar way.
It's too much waiting for computers to build or do things, and then you're on Wikipedia going, because you have a random thought, and then you're like, oh, man, who was in I Love You, Man?
Yep.
He was also in that? Well, now I'm looking that up. And
then 3 clicks later, you're reading about the Maginot Line.
Exactly.
That's how that happens.
It's really important
to get far enough into it. Like, his dad was,
that was like
cousins with Hitler?
Yeah, exactly.
And there
kissed,
you are.
They kissed on the lips.
Uh-huh. Those kind of cousins.
Yep. Like I've had several like shitty teenager jobs where like Wikipedia was the only website you could get to.
Uh-huh.
I was like, well, I mean, if I'm here anyway,
here we are.
I mean, I might as well.
Here we are. List of people that kissed Hitler.
Yep. Boom.
Roll the dice. The thing about history trivia, and other types of trivia like it, is that in some sense the information can be almost procedurally generated.
Mm.
Okay. What I mean by that is if you remember enough about the context, you can arrive at the answer without actually remembering the answer. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
100%.
And so I dominate every time we play Trivial Pursuit at home or with friends.
Oh, yeah.
And like it'll often be like, how did you know that that was the answer to that? And I was like, well, I didn't. But here was a clue in that, and here's how the world was operating at that time, and it would have been this or
bingo.
That.
Bingo. It would have been it would have been Sumeria or Babylon.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Like it would have. Right. Like yeah. that. Yeah. I got a 50% hit right here, mm-hmm. and here's this one context clue. Boom. Yep. Babylon.
There will be like something that's like some like political thing, and I'm like yeah. in my mind, I'm like.
It's before the assassination.
No, it's worse than that. I'm like, when did Jurassic Park come out? You know, yeah. like because I have a really yeah. weird indexing yeah. methodology oh, of how
fair.
Information
90,
stored.
92, 93.
Yeah, yeah. It was 93. Hmm. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so that's. I think that makes trivia fun because I like. It's like using mnemonic devices
your brain
to
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You're not just going.
Well,
to
and
that
like
apparently
yeah,
I just didn't have a good enough hook. To hang the actor who was in I Love You Man on
yeah.
for me to deduce the information to this. I want to say his name is John, but it's
you'll
not because I was thinking of John Hamm.
You'll get there.
Yeah, it's coming.
You'll get there.
I can feel it. Well, I'm looking right at his face. Yeah,
you'll get there.
He's an Anchorman.
Uh-huh. Yes, he is.
Oh!
Yeah, that should
Alan's,
give it away.
Alan's
that
getting
should,
close.
You should
oh,
get
is
there.
That Paul Rudd?
Paul Rudd.
Yes, it's Paul
that's
Rudd.
That's the guy.
It's Paul yeah. Rudd. You're
he's
thinking
the
of Paul
other
Rudd.
Guy that doesn't age.
Yeah, he was in
both.
He was in Halloween 5, I think it was.
Both,
I found
really?
Out the other day.
Both yeah. gentlemen from Missouri.
Yeah, oh, really? I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
John Hamm, St. Louis.
Something in the
Rudd,
water.
Rudd, Kansas City.
Should we all just be drinking Mother's IPA all the time because they got that ageless water?
One of my first
That's Springfield. If it's yeah. Kansas City, we should go to
Boulevard.
Boulevard.
Yeah. One of my yeah. first contract design work gigs was the original, like, information, the whatever the, like, law stuff you got to put on a bottle for that for Mother's was.
Mm.
So the guy.
The legal disclaimer.
Yeah, the guy
about
who started
it. Birth defects.
Exactly. And, yeah. The guy who started it, like, was, like, one townhouse over, and we had, like, friends in common, and they just needed somebody to get the work done. I was like, I have Photoshop. I can put that on it. They subbed everything. They had no money.
Hmm.
And I got like.
Did you write it?
No,
they
no,
gave
I just,
you the legalese.
They just, I got the legalese and they're like, will
the
you put
label.
This on here, please? Yeah, I did not write the copy.
I was like, I gotta go look at a can of Mother's now.
Yeah, I put it on the Illustrator file where it needed to go. And my payment was like some beer sometimes.
Nice.
Depending on who was working that day. That payment definitely expired though.
Mm.
There was a termination date on that.
That's too bad.
It was.
You gotta get universal licensing rights.
I should.
Going
well,
forward
I definitely made a mistake.
Like that.
I had a buddy who was then their first marketing person, and like he had, like as like part of his contract, he had carte blanche to go to restaurants and try food with alcohol, including other people's alcohol.
Mm.
So there was just to like go to dinner this many times a week and eat and drink.
Hmm.
And expense it.
From Mother's and expense it. I thought you were saying that somehow they had given him, I was just imagining this, like, you said carte blanche, and so I was thinking like a pass from the king.
Oh.
They showed the restaurant and was like, I'm here for my free.
Yes, no.
I thought you were going to say that Mother's was like, had financed him to be like, I'll have the chicken on the house because I need to see how it pairs with a Mother's.
No. No, it'd be like, beer. It'd be like, go get oysters and have vodka with it and let us know what you think.
Mm.
And like it was the most ridiculous thing
I
ever.
I think we need to do this again.
Yes.
Yeah. That would be
needless to say that didn't work.
Yeah.
That position was removed and it was replaced with a different position.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I toured there one time, their brewery.
Yeah. It's a cool
one.
Spot downtown.
Yeah. I remember the first half of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sounds like
you did that correctly. Foggy Notion is how I started out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's one of those beers
spot.
That
sounds
comes
like,
in a wine glass.
Yes.
Sounds like that
spot.
Was appropriately named.
Uh-huh.
And now you have a foggy notion of exactly what happened there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a fun little spot.
Mm-hmm.
I've been scared to smoke a rib roast.
Okay.
Historically.
Okay.
Sorry, we're still on the Paul Rudd tangent.
I switched
that
to edibles, man. I'll be honest. Like, I'm all the way over to edibles myself.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's
man.
Way better.
The thing, though, if it's the keef that you get after you grind up the rib
roast. Oh, it's
important.
Oh, yeah,
and then you make au jus with that.
Oh,
uh-huh.
yes.
Uh-huh.
The keef au jus.
That used to be one of my Thanksgiving
uh-huh.
traditions.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then in the morning you make a hash.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to fuck it up. I don't want to put it on the smoker and mess it up. It's a
I
big
get
expensive
that.
Piece of meat. And this is the year that I've committed for this Christmas. I'm doing it. And if I fuck it up, I'm going to buy another one and I'm going to bake it in the oven on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And that's the solution to my problem.
Yes.
Is that I don't think I'm actually going to fuck it up. I'm
right.
pretty good at doing it.
If
I'm just
you,
nervous
if you
about
do, it.
It
probably won't be so bad that you can't eat it.
I have
at least yourself.
Yeah.
I just
the fact, well, you can always slice it super thin and make sandwiches out of it.
There you go.
Whether it's over roasted or not.
Yeah, I did. I had I have a confession. I am not a real man like you guys. I have a pellet smoker. Because I'm half a man.
It's okay.
It was hard to find out this way.
I'm good at some things.
I won't tell the story about how I made my wife take the pellet smoker back when she bought that for me.
I have a propane.
I'm the worst at receiving gifts.
I have a propane grill also.
I couldn't even fake it. I'm just all like,
no, I went to a Blackstone.
I have a propane grill as well. I know what I am.
It's convenient.
I know what I am, and
I
don't.
I mean, it's. I get it. It's. Yeah, you're getting a consistent smoke probably every time.
Well, and
when it comes to grilling, I don't really want to deal with a charcoal grill.
It's the
grill.
Time.
Yeah, no, it's like
I can't ever grill on a weeknight.
Yeah.
I can never grill on a weeknight. So it makes it like a thing
I
can use once a week
40 minutes
ever,
right? For the coals to be ready.
I do charcoal, but then I'm also like, once I get it going good, I want to charcoal
everything.
Yeah. Well, we got some peaches.
Come on, let's
go. Yeah, let's put those on here.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I am with the smoker. Like once it's lit.
Yeah,
especially for a turkey because you smoke
cleaning
that.
It's a bitch.
That's the worst thing about the Weber
money,
Smoky Mountains.
Yes,
100%.
Yeah,
I have a confession. I tried tip the other.
I like
night.
How vulnerable you're being today.
Thank I know.
You.
I think we've opened him up.
Yeah, totally.
I've confessed that I had a problem with the auger and I had tri tip on and I was like, well, shit, like I can't let this giant piece of meat that's going to feed us for 2 days. Hmm. So I absolutely finished it in the oven. It was still really good.
Oh, I bet.
It was still.
It only takes smoke.
Really,
it only takes smoke for a little while.
Really
right,
good.
Right. Yeah. That's
like,
that was
and I don't want to say I couldn't notice a difference, but like,
how long did you get smoked to?
Probably 30 minutes.
That's
the thing.
Max.
It's like 30 or 45 minutes.
But like, honestly,
that's
like,
the myth that like I didn't.
There was
blew
no
my
like
mind when
legitimately
I
no difference.
Yeah,
I finished it in the oven and it was because you can still cook to temp.
Yep.
Right, still have the probe in there.
Yeah,
cooking to temp, get it to temp, pull it, indistinguishable.
Yeah,
it was still fucking delicious.
Yeah, I think I actually did that with something 1 year.
I've done it a few times.
Yeah.
It's usually a rescue, or I pulled it too soon, and
same.
I get it inside, and I probe it in a different spot. I'm like, fuck, this isn't done yet.
Right, the couple times I've had like real meat that a chef made at home, it has always been under the broiler, finished in a skillet.
Yeah.
Every single time. Put it under the broiler, finish it in a hard, hot skillet, plate it.
It's good. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to it that's in technique there. And for the smoking, they only take so much. It depends.
Yeah.
Like if you're doing brisket,
that's a different
thing.
And you're wanting to break down collagen, the smoke will go 40 hours, but
it's not going to take that much smoke before something like a tri-tip that you're trying to get to like medium rare.
Exactly.
You're trying
and
to get
like,
it to 120 degrees.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And it's, I mean, the biggest tri-tip you're ever going to find, it's not going to be on there more than 2 hours ever. There's no way. 90 minutes tops.
Yep. So sorry, I had to close that thread. I needed you guys to know that was my plan.
This is exciting.
By committing to just be like, if you buy one, be prepared to buy two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably won't have to, but it's given me the confidence to move forward.
But then you can do something freaky with the second one if the first one goes
well.
I guess
I probably should. If I'm going to do that, I actually do need to buy two.
Yeah, buy two.
There will not be another one there on Christmas.
There absolutely will not.
Shit. Yeah.
Buy the second one, and then.
I'll buy the second one. I'll just slice it in the fucking ribeyes.
Exactly. That's the thing. Like, then you can do whatever you want with it. Then you have steak tacos and not feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Day after steak tacos, boys.
See, I'm going to have steak tacos anyway, but they're going to be smoked.
Oh,
smoked
yeah.
Smoked ribeye tacos.
Yes.
Food is good. This is one of those episodes where we must have come in hungry.
Yeah.
And that's true because I definitely didn't make time for lunch today.
I didn't either.
I have my normal handful of trail mix.
Someone brought donuts in today and I ate a kolache.
You're welcome.
I ate a kolache too.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Much appreciated.
So I got some protein in there. That's
yeah,
good.
I'm totally. Looking out for you guys.
Thanks.
I'm looking out for you guys.
I still can't believe you have such a problem with me putting mustard on a kolache.
I don't have a problem with it.
You did have a problem with it.
No, I didn't. I wasn't the person who had a problem with it.
No, you said someone, and then you looked at me.
You're extrapolating.
Threw
I did
a
not
big
do that.
Fit about there not being mustard.
It was Alan, actually, is the honest answer.
Alan's
wasn't you.
Alan's the one?
At the all hands?
Yeah.
You were mad that there wasn't mustard?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, well, I would get mad about that, too.
Yeah, so I got mad for you.
It was definitely Alan, and it was definitely a year ago.
Oh, okay. All right.
It wasn't you.
Well, I mean, I have the same feeling.
I'm ready to be honest and vulnerable about this, Casey.
And
I'm
he hasn't forgotten mustard since.
No, I mean, there was some in there today, and I didn't put any on it, and I was like, Chris, going to give me
shit.
He
didn't even know if I was going to be
give me
here.
I didn't, and I made sure I had it anyway.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
No, for sure, no.
When you said that the other day.
Because
you weren't here, and he was talking about you.
Yeah, I was.
Is what I'm just realizing.
Yeah.
He was telling someone else. He said, someone needed mustard.
Somebody
like,
needed
fuck
mustard.
You, Chris.
I'm over there deep in the computer going like, I didn't hear anything.
I said, it's a hot dog. Who doesn't put mustard on a hot dog? And then apparently everyone was like raised their hand slowly. I don't put mustard on hot dogs.
I put mustard on hot dogs. I just don't put it on a kolache, but I don't judge anyone who does.
What do you think kolache is? It's a fucking hot dog and a biscuit.
Dude, I didn't say you couldn't.
I know.
I wasn't arrest this man,
I don't
officer.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Hey, man.
I don't know what I'm doing because I hate it when people grill me about food preferences, and I apologize.
I don't care.
Mustard on a bratwurst.
You don't have to justify your shit to me because I don't have to justify
I was just trying to be a good provider. Like, I was just trying to be a good partner
to
my teammates by getting, I almost said fucking mayonnaise. you've incepted my brain.
Uh-huh. I'm in there.
Mustard. No, we're already having married work people dreams about each other. We've crossed all the way over, man.
I had to come in and tell Chris
your work
the other
wife.
Day. I said I had a moment. I had one of those your wife doesn't talk to you for half the day because you cheated on her in a dream.
You fucked your sister in a dream.
Yeah. And I told Chris, I had one of those about you last night. Because, I had this dream that I had been out of the office for, it was an extended period. It was unclear, but it felt like a month or something, you know?
One of your trips.
Yeah. No, it was I was in a coma or something. Oh, I was totally out.
Don't do that.
I had no
idea. Don't be in a coma.
Something had happened.
I like it. This is secretly his unconscious.
Uh-huh.
And how he feels about delegating responsibility
exactly.
across
it's
the country.
Exactly. It's all in here, right? Yeah, and so I walk in.
We're all getting vulnerable now.
I walk into the office in here, and I'm like, how'd it go? You know, fill me in.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's, and Chris was like, you know, giving me the okay sign, wink,
we did it.
So
you'll,
good.
You'll
we,
see.
We did
he
so
says,
good. So
you'll
good.
See. And I'm like, oh, fucking sweet. Okay. And so I just go
yeah, I'm a Scooby-Doo villain.
But he doesn't tell me anything. And so I go forensically trying to collect evidence. And so I get in Slack and there's three new project channels.
Oh,
I'm like,
wow.
Who the fuck? Yeah. And then I start seeing all these people in Slack and in the HR system. And it's like, fuck, we hired 15 people, you know, and these projects. And I'm like, oh, hell yeah. Now I'm logging into the bank account and I get in there and there's not any money.
Oh, no.
And or not enough. Like,
yeah,
it hasn't gone up, you know, and I'm
all right.
Well, what's the contract stress? So I start going looking for contract. This is literally me dreaming.
Yeah. No,
I'm I'm digging through Panda Doc trying to find a fucking signed SOW, you know. And so finally I go to Chris and I'm like, hey, man, what are these projects? And what are we getting? How much are we? What did you sell these projects for?
Where's the money?
What's going on here? And Chris was like, look, one of them's already done. I was like, they're already done. You hired five people against a thing that lasted less than a month, you know? And then I was like, well, let me see the contracts, let me see the deals. And then Chris just starts going I'll resign. And I'm like, no, I'm not telling you. Just give me the information. What we do? And he wouldn't tell me. He wouldn't tell me. And he just kept being like, look, I know I fucked up. And I was like, I don't know that you fucked up. But I'm getting the feeling that you fucked up. But I still need the information. And then I woke up in a cold sweat. And I came into work and Chris was there. And I walked in the door and I saw him. And I was just like, just fucking tell me, man. My brain was telling me that. So I had to tell him. I was if I get short with you, it's because you were mean to me in a dream.
Yes,
that's good.
So this is what I have fucking cold sweat nightmares about.
Yeah, yeah.
Is not being able to find the contract documentation for the project that we hired people against.
Sleep Chris is really sorry he did that.
He fucking should be.
Yeah, he is.
The Chris
so
that
listen,
lives in
I got
your subconscious.
I was going to say, man, of all the things that I probably did to someone in a dream that night, I'm certain that is the most unoffensive.
Is that the most innocuous?
Yeah, that's
of
the
them?
Most innocuous of the offensive things I did to someone's dreams that night.
I had to laugh though, and then we realized, well, that's where we are.
Yeah,
that's
where
we are
at.
In our
that's
business
in our
relationship. Oh man, it's crazy.
Good.
It's crazy shit.
Yep.
I don't even know how to process it. Clearly,
yeah. No, I'm. You're,
that's
you're,
yeah. That's,
you're
that's why it happened.
It, though. Uh-huh.
That's why. That's why it happened.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because we don't know how to process it.
All right, we've got 6 minutes left in our standard allotment. Someone should talk about software engineering.
Yeah.
Hey,
for the one guy that made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about something you guys have seen in the last month that you were excited about.
In the software engineering world.
Yeah. Mm. Talk about something you guys have seen that you were excited about.
I discovered PDAL.
Oh, yeah.
which is an analog for GDAL, which is the Geospatial Data Abstraction Library, I think. It's
an interchange
library for doing geospatial shit. Mm-hmm. PDAL is the same thing, but for point cloud data. It's like LiDAR. And that's actually really cool, and I'm excited about it. I want to go play with I stumbled into this whole open source ecosystem around doing data transformations with LiDAR data, and that's really relevant to our work in the engineering industry.
It's exciting stuff.
Riveting.
You should and you show it to me, and I was very excited
about
it.
You actually
gotta
see it. Yeah. Look, okay, we're talking about zoom out, look at the Earth in a web UI, and take a multi-trillion point data set of the entire U.S. interstate system and zoom directly into it and dynamically load it at runtime. It's just a very smart indexing and storage system for efficiently rendering these huge, huge volume data sets.
Mm-hmm. Terabytes. Yeah.
Yes. And it's very smart how they did all that.
It is. It's really neat. And like, you know, the other thing, it's not really new, but it's like my understanding of it's new and kind of in that same vein is just, you know, photogrammetry, you know, image processing and k-means clustering. Because like the simple classification we were looking at in the point cloud.
Right.
You could do with k-means clustering.
Totally.
Like really simply.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, that's exciting stuff. So now.
Sorry. I don't know if the audience can hear that train horn. But
there was a horn.
There's a big boy coming through.
Yeah.
That's what he thought when he was pulling the horn. He's going by the hotel room. He's like, "Big boy's coming
big
through.
Boy's coming
Watch
through.
Out, Joe! Big boy coming through." Anyway,
I digress.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff.
It's cool.
Yeah, I think.
It's another one of those things where, like, you know, part of my stump speech to clients is about how much sensor technology is decreasing in cost.
Uh-huh.
And so we just get access to data we would never have before.
Airborne LiDAR on drones, on what consumers think of as a drone.
Yeah.
Not like predator drones, but like quadcopters, wasn't possible before 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so now, right, like these are the technological outputs of that is that we've got to have new ways to visualize this data.
Mm-hmm.
Because simply the tools we previously had available were not up to the task.
Yeah.
Tools combined with the software and hardware available on normal devices we'd have to be interacting with it on. And so it's really neat to see stuff like this start coming up in relation to that so that we can start to really use, interact, and visualize this data we're getting off.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's exciting stuff.
It is. And it's great to show off. And it
looks cool as shit in a presentation.
Yeah,
exactly. And then you get to do the meetings where someone's like, "Yeah, I've been, you know, kind of playing around with OpenCV on the weekends." I'm like, "I use it every day."
Mm-hmm.
For work?
And they're like, "Is that your... You do it at your job, though?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you a professor?
Exactly.
That's not a hobby thing.
I know. We're still trying to, you know, convince folks sometimes Python's a real language.
And then, there's that. And then people, I get this a lot with a lot of the geospatial and now stuff with the point clouds and other 3D stuff. Where like people look at it and they go, but on the internet. That's web. You're doing this in web dev.
Yeah, right.
This web-based software, like, because it looks like you're working in a game engine. I'm like, oh, these worlds are colliding, my friend, and it's happening. And same thing with OpenCV.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, oh, we build web-based applications in Python, and people hear OpenCV and they think we like self-driving cars.
Right, right. Computer vision on a camera feed or something.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, drawn. You know, using YOLO to draw boxes around hot dogs.
Yeah,
and shit.
Yeah.
That's the name of that algorithm, YOLO V3. Yeah. It's the it might be past V3.
I paid medium attention.
Yep.
Mm.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of YOLO V3, back in the day, Alan, we had a client that we built an image detection algorithm for.
Yeah.
Do you remember this app that we built? It was in the engineering space. It was a very small prototype.
Yes, yes.
They called.
Ah.
They called recently.
Very interesting.
Uh-huh. And they said, "Tell me, how did this all work? Because there's a thing happening with our customer." And we just think, you know. And so Chris and I planted some seeds. We're going to see what sprouts.
Nice.
We're going to harvest those seeds.
Yeah,
nice,
totally.
Nice.
Yeah, there's going to be pumpkins coming out of that at some point. But, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
The amount of shit we've learned.
Oh, my God.
Since then
that's what
now,
I kept trying
right?
to position to our contact over there at the client. And we were talking to not the business person, but the technical guy, if you remember.
Yep.
And I was like, you know, I was trying not to be too ham-fisted with my sales pitch, but of just like, I don't know if you know how much better we are at this now than we were 3-4 years ago.
Not even necessarily us, like, but this just was, the things you could do.
The things you could do, for sure, but also legitimately, like, that was the first project we did in civil engineering.
Yeah.
And now we've lived in that world consistently this whole time, you know, well, you know, in our other positions too, but the problem space is overlap. We've been consistently working in geospatial and like data science operationalization around imagery for years now.
Yeah.
And it's like, my God, we would have approached this totally differently. Yeah. Like there's so much potential benefit here, so on and so forth. But I was trying real hard to like, you know, they were asking questions and they wanted to make sure they preserve some data. They were moving servers around. They didn't want to turn it off. But there's a modicum of interest in bringing this thing back to life. Anyway, and so I'm helping them with that and talking through some technical stuff. But also sucking in my gut, you know, hey, I don't know if you've heard, but
we've done a little bit more.
Few people, I mean, you know, I can't say that we're hotter now, but... Hello? Oh, my God.
Dude. Oh, man.
Siri's listening to me.
She's listening the whole time.
Siri was listening to me the whole time.
She's listening the whole time.
But, you know, I was like, some people say that we're hotter now.
Yeah,
you know, that's
exactly.
Not for me to say. That's for someone
other
else
people
to say. But, yeah.
Other
we
dated
people.
Some people. Quarterbacks, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And, we just got a lot of experience. this metaphor...
Metaphor's
not
it
going.
It sounded,
well.
You know, a lot.
I hope it came off
better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When I hope it sounded better when I was doing this spiel in front of the client. But anyway, we'll see what happens. I was just trying to. I didn't want to come on too strong, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Smother out a smoldering ember.
Yeah.
Of
you can't,
of a
you
huge
can't brag too much about yourself. You
no,
know?
You just look like an asshole.
Itself, but yeah, I mean that's
Chris can brag too much about himself, but like that's a power. I'm not saying that you do it. I'm just saying that you're allowed to do it. It's a power that you wield when you can walk into a conversation with a sales title.
Yeah.
Well,
everyone expects it.
Well, and that's one of the things that I actually like that I get to do is that so much of what we're doing is like actually telling people
about
how we can help them.
Right.
Right. Like it's not even about like, hey, hire us. We sell the best pizza in town.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, hey, are you ready to pull the future forward? Like, are you
ready to solve a hard problem?
Like, you ready to do something
solved?
Really, really difficult? And anyone can build software. Like, any, you know, that's my stump speech. That you give your nephew a case of Natty Light. You can offshore it for
we got YouTube,
$10 an hour.
You know,
yeah, you can get it done.
Yeah,
but if you want to build real serious software, show up. We're the solution, and there's other people too. But
yeah, but
there's other people out there that can do really neat stuff. But it's significantly more about market education and telling the story about how you can be successful with us.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's a lot less, you know, click now to get your timeshare approved, or else you're not leaving the room.
Right. Yeah, and it's great to have, you know, the collaboration amongst the different teams that we have like that, so sales can brag about what we do
exactly,
and then we don't do it ourselves.
Well, and right, like I'm not like I'm great, I'm like these guys do so much awesome stuff, we would really love to help you guys do awesome stuff. Don't you want to do awesome stuff?
And then vice versa, because that's where like our marketing image and all that that's you guys.
Exactly. We're just making it all up.
Yeah, doing a good job at it,
you know.
But
what
don't say so myself.
You know what, I we can't always control it. We don't have control over interest rates or, you know, of
the Nile might flood or not.
Yes, like,
you know,
what
I don't,
the fuck? I walk out of the room for like 3 seconds.
We
and
tied it
back
to ancient history.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah,
good.
We
sorry.
Brought it.
Carry on. I'll figure out what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing that we can say for sure is that like after some transitions we made and some appropriate positioning, we have had clients that change their team composition, but we have been able to deliver value for our partners in such a way that we've continued all of the relationships that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's reflective of the quality of work.
Except
we're doing.
For one, but fuck those guys.
Yeah, their loss.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was a different situation.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, it's reflective of the work we were doing and of the value we were providing, which I think it's a really easy story to tell because like it's not even about us at that point. It's not like Lofty is great. It's like, do you want to keep going? Like, do you want your rocket ship to keep going to the moon?
Yeah.
Right? Like, do you want this continued additional growth and velocity because we're really excited about partnering with you to do that. And it doesn't have to be about XYZ, and it can be about them and what, how excited we are to help them continue on that journey.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Totally. Inspiring. Yeah. 100%.
That's oh, so
100%. I kept waiting for
so
like him
strongly
to
agree.
Figure it out there.
So strongly yeah. agree.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Well,
we did it.
We did the thing.
We did it.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy holidays, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
you won't
holidays.
Hear from us till after Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
So
we're right there. Enjoy, enjoy you, enjoy yourself.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy your people.
Relax.
Mm. Enjoy some food.
Enjoy
some
turkey.
Yeah,
whatever you want to enjoy.
Smoked.
Do it.
I prefer yeah. if you dry brine. Let's be real.
Yeah, don't. It's... And guys, be safe frying your turkeys out there.
Oh man,
be real safe out there. That yep. shit will blow up for sure.
Yeah. Also, 70% water.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
It does not mix with yeah. oil well.
But no, definitely smoke it.
It's when it's when it all instantly turns to water vapor
don't,
and expands.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't fry it. It's not better.
No.
It's not better.
It's not, you know, it's not.
It's just not.
It doesn't taste better, and
no.
it's not better for you.
No.
No. No.
No.
Even if, I'll, you know, even if you have to use a Betacook pellet smoker like Chris, that's still better.
This Betacook over here is closing all kinds of deals. And we are all eating from this Betacook closing deals.
We're all loading
so
our smokers.
I'll Betacook myself right to the bank.
Happy Thanksgiving,
oh,
everybody.
Love you guys.
Gobble gobble, gobble, all that shit.
Thanks for listening to Friday Afternoon Deploy, recorded and produced by the team at Lofty. If you enjoyed the show, you can subscribe to future episodes at iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. You can also follow at Friday Deploy on Facebook and Twitter for episode previews, live streams, and other behind-the-scenes peeks. Past episodes and show notes for this episode can be found at friday.hirelofty.com. That's friday.hirelofty.com. For inquiries into guest appearances, sponsorships, or the current length of Alan's beard, you can email us at podcast@hirelofty.com.